今天我们来到但以理书第十章。
And today we come to Daniel chapter 10.
这章经文也是不容易了解。
And this passage is not easy to understand.
在我们还没有分享这个信息之前，我请 Mia 上来读今天这段经文。
And before we start, I asked Mia to come and read this passage.
只是读中文。英文跟着我一起看。
Please follow along in English.
但以理书第十章第一节，波斯王塞鲁士第三年，有事显给称为伯提沙撒的但以理，这事是真的，是指着大征战。但以理通达这事，明白这意象。当那时，我但以理悲伤了三个七日。美味我没有吃，酒肉没有入我的口，也没有用油抹我的身，直到满了三个七日。正月二十四日，我在底格里斯大河边举目观看，见有一人身穿细麻衣，腰束乌发金带，他身体如水苍玉，面貌如闪电，眼目如火把，手和脚如光明的铜，说话的声音如大众的声音。这异象唯有我但以理一人看见，同着我的人没有看见，他们却大大战惊，逃跑隐藏，只剩我一人。我见了这大异象，便浑身无力，面貌失色，毫无气力。我却听见他说话的声音，一听见就面伏在地沉睡了。忽然有一手按在我身上，使我用膝和手掌支持微起。他对我说，大蒙眷爱的但以理啊，要明白我与你所说的话，只管站起来，因为我现在奉差遣来到你这里。他对我说这话，我便战战兢兢地立起来。他就说，但以理啊，不要惧怕，因为从你第一日专心求明白将来的事，又在你神面前刻苦己心，你的言语已蒙应允，我是因你的言语而来。但波斯国的魔君拦阻我二十一日，忽然有大军中的一位米迦勒来帮助我，我就停留在波斯楚王那里。现在我来要使你明白本国之民日后必遭遇的事，因为这异象关乎后来许多的日子。他向我这样说，我就脸面朝地，哑口无声。不料有一位像人的摸我的嘴唇，我便开口向那站在我面前的说，我主啊，因见这异象，我大大愁苦，毫无气力。我主的仆人怎能与我主说话呢？我一见异象就浑身无力，毫无气息。有一位形状像人的又摸我，使我有力量。他说，大蒙眷爱的人呐，不要惧怕，愿你平安，你总要坚强。他一向我说话，我便觉得有力量，说，我主请说，因你使我有力量。他就说，你知道我为何来见你吗？现在我要回去与波斯的魔君征战，我去后希腊的魔君必来，但我要将那录在征阙书上的事告诉你，除了你们的大军米迦勒之外，没有帮助我抵挡这两魔君的。
这张图片描述到但以理书第十章。
This picture is a depiction of Daniel chapter 10.
给你大概一个概念。
Give you a general image.
所以我们看到但以理在祷告，然后他看到那个异象。
And so we see that Daniel has been praying and then he sees a vision.
有一位天使。
There's an angel.
然后有一个人。
And a man.
所以希望这个图片给你有个印象。
Hopefully this picture gives you an impression.
所以根据但以理书第一章第二十一节所说。
So according to Daniel chapter 1 verse 21.
到基鲁斯王元年但以理还在。
And Daniel continued until the first year of Cyrus the king.
这个基鲁斯王是波斯王。
King Cyrus was a Persian king.
那么他从公元前539年到530年做波斯王国的王。
He was a king from 539 to 530 BC as the king of Persia.
那么当时但以理已经年纪老迈了。
At that time, Daniel was already old.
如果但以理被掳到巴比伦去的时候是十五岁的话。
If Daniel was taken to Babylon when he was age 15.
那么在那个时候也就是536年这个公元前他应当是大概85岁了。
And that was BC 536, and at that point he would be about 85 years old.
所以但以理有机会看到耶利米所说的预言应验在他的眼前。
So Daniel had the opportunity to see the prophecy of Jeremiah fulfilled in front of him.
因为耶利米曾经说过，以色列人将要回去耶路撒冷重建这个圣殿。
Because Jeremiah had prophesied that the Israelites will return to Jerusalem to rebuild.
所以在这个晚年的时候，但以理看到第一批犹太人回去耶路撒冷重建这个圣殿。
So in his old age, he saw the first group of Jews return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
所以但以理书所发生的事情，所描述的事情发生在波斯王，这个基鲁斯王，在任的第三年。
So what happened here in Daniel occurred in King Cyrus's third year of reign.
所以基鲁斯王在任的第三年是公元前536年。
And so his third year of reign was 536 BC.
那么当时但以理有一个非凡的经历。
And at that time, Daniel had a very unusual experience.
那么他看到一个非常可畏的一个异象。
He saw a fearful vision.
那么但以理知道他所看到这个异象是真的。
He understand that his vision was true.
他也明白这个异象将来会实现。
He also understood that his vision will be fulfilled.
但以理知道以色列人将来会承受这个极大的苦难。
And Daniel knew that the Jews would endure great suffering in the future.
但是神必看顾他们。
But God will watch over them.
最终会赐给他神所应许的。
And finally granting them what God has promised.
所以根据但以理书第十章第二节记载但以理说。
So according to Daniel chapter 10 verse 2, it says,
那当那时我但以理悲伤了三个七日，美味我没有吃，酒肉没有入我的口，也没有用油抹我的身，直到满了三个七日。
In those days, I, Daniel, had been mourning for three entire weeks, I did not eat any tasty food, nor did meat or wine enter my mouth, nor did I use any ointment at all until the entire 3 weeks were completed.
那么但以理在神的面前禁食祷告了三个星期。
And Daniel fasted and prayed before God for 3 weeks.
那么除了没有吃东西。
Besides not eating anything.
他也没有用这个油抹自己的身体。
He did not put any ointment on himself.
然后为什么但以理在神的面前禁食祷告呢？
And why did Daniel fast and pray before God?
那么其中的一个原因可能是因为他想起回去耶路撒冷这些以色列人。
And one reason is perhaps he remembered those Jews who returned to Jerusalem.
因为在一年前的时候他们回去耶路撒冷重建这个圣殿。
Because 1 year prior to that, they returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
那么既然但以理是波斯王的助手。
And since Daniel was an assistant to the Persian king.
那么他应当知道这个以色列人在耶路撒冷的情况。
He should know the situation of the Jews in Jerusalem.
他也知道他们在那边已经把这个圣殿的根基建好。
He also know that, they've already set the foundation for the temple.
但是这个圣殿的工程却被人阻止下来。
Yet the work of rebuilding the temple was stopped by others.
那么但以理知道这些人在建造这个圣殿工程当中。
And Daniel knew that these people in the process of rebuilding the temple.
承受了不少的痛苦。
They suffered much.
那么可能他在神的面前祷告感到有点疑惑。
Perhaps as he's praying before God, he was wondering.
然后神似乎没有成就他对先知耶利米所做的应许。
whether God has failed to accomplish the promise that he has given to Jeremiah.
所以但以理对这个70年的预言可能不能够完全的理解。
So perhaps Daniel could understand fully the meaning of the prophecy of 70 years.
然后70年这个预言有两个意义。
There's two meanings to the prophecy of 70 years.
然后第一就是针对以色列人。
One is towards the Israelites.
然后第二呢是针对这个耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And the second is towards the temple of Jerusalem.
以色列人是在公元前605年被掳到巴比伦去的。
The Israelites were taken captive to Babylon in 605 BC.
而第一批回去耶路撒冷重建这个圣殿的以色列人是在公元前536年。
And the first group that returned to Jerusalem was in 536 BC.
所以从公元前605年到公元前536年, 一共有70年。
So from 605 BC until 536 BC is 70 years.
然后耶路撒冷的圣殿是在公元前586年被巴比伦人毁灭的。
And the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC.
然后第二个圣殿的工程是在公元前515年, 完成的。
And the second temple was rebuilt in 515 BC.
所以从586年到515年, 也是70年。
So from 586 BC until 515 BC is also 70 years.
然后可见这个70年的预言有两个意义。
So we see that there's two meanings to the 70 years of prophecy.
所以但以理很希望这个圣殿的工程被建立起来。
So Daniel was hoping that the work of the temple would be completed.
但是他没有想到这个圣殿的工程在 公元前536年被人阻止而停下来。
But he could not imagine that the work of the temple was stopped by others.
而且这个建筑的工程停止了16年的时间。
And that the project was stopped for 16 years.
但是在公元前520年的时候重新开始。
But in 520 BC, it began again.
那么终于在公元前515年的时候完成了。
And finally, it was accomplished in 515 BC.
然后虽然这个工程停止了16年的时间,
even though the work was stopped for 16 years,
但是重建的工程按照神的时间,
but the rebuilding project was according to God's timetable.
终于完成了,
and was finally accomplished.
神所应许的必定成就,
what God has promised will be brought about.
因为神是信实的, 祂必成就祂的旨意。
Because God is faithful and he will accomplish his will.
所以但以理在神的面前进食祷告。
So Daniel fasted and prayed before God.
可能有第二个原因。
Perhaps there's another reason.
他希望能够更加明白他所看到那个意象。
He wanted to understand more the vision that he saw.
他期待神能够给他更多关于以色列人将来的启示。
He was hoping that God would give him more revelation concerning the future of the Israelites.
但以理已经来到人生的尽头。
Daniel was towards the end of his life.
所以在他还没有离开世界之前,
and before he leaves this world,
他希望留下给以色列人一些勉励, 还有, 坚固他们的话。
He was hoping to leave to the other Jews some encouragement and words that would strengthen them.
无可否认的,但以理所留下来的成为神对以色列人将来的启示。
And one thing that you cannot deny is that God gave Daniel revelation concerning their future.
以色列人知道他们将来必会面对这个迫害还有苦难。
The Israelites knew that they were going to be persecuted and face hardship.
但是神却是信实的,有一天他们将会 将会进入这个神所应许的国度里面去。
Yet God is faithful that one day they will re-enter the kingdom of promise.
那么其实但以理书不只成为这个犹太人的启示。
And Daniel not only became the revelation to the Jews.
也给我们看到神在人类历史过去的作为。
But he also revealed that God's working throughout history.
也给我们看到神要在将来要成就的。
And also gave us a glimpse into what God will accomplish in the future.
那么有一天，当到神为我们所预备的新天新地的时候。
So one day when we enter the new heaven and new earth which God has prepared, we'll see that all that happened in this world is through the fasting and prayer of God's holy people, including Daniel. And Daniel fasted and prayed before God.
以致神使用他把他的启示和将来所要发生的事情把它记载下来。So
God used him to show him the future and to record it.
以色列人是在逾越，犹太人的日历逾越，庆祝这个逾越节和无酵饼。And
the Jews celebrated in their calendar, according to their calendar, the first month, the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
然后虽然但以理他不能够庆祝这些节日,
even though Daniel could not celebrate these feasts,
但是他想到神如何把以色列人从埃及地领出来,
yet he remembered how God has led his people out of Egypt.
然后虽然他在一个不信神的社会居住了70年的时间,
even though he lived in a society who did not believe in God,
但是他在神的面前却过一个圣洁而敬虔的生活。
He lived there for 70 years, yet he lived a holy and godly life before God.
所以他向神祷告,
so he prayed to God.
希望那些回去耶路撒冷重建这个圣殿的人,
hoping that those who have returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple,
成为这个神圣洁的子民,
that they would become God's holy people.
然后当但以理禁止祷告完了之后,
and after he fasted and prayed,
那么三天之后，他看到一个很可畏的一个异象。
And 3 days later, he saw a fearful vision.
所以根据这段经文的记载说,
and according to this passage,
正月24日，我在底格里底大河边举目观看，见有一人身穿细麻布，腰束乌发金带。
On the 24th day of the first month, while I was by the bank of the great river that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, there was a certain man dressed in linen, whose waist was girded with a belt of pure gold of Uphaz. His body was also like beryl. His face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flaming torches. His arms and feet like the gleam of polished bronze.
这异象唯有我但以理一人看见，同着我的人没有看见，他们却大大的战惊，逃跑隐藏。
And the sound of his words like the sound of tumult. Now I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, while the men who were with me did not see the vision. Nevertheless, a great dread fell on them, and they ran away to hide themselves.
只剩下我一人，我见了这大异象，便灰身无力，面貌似是毫无气力。我却听见他说话的声音，一听见就面伏在地沉睡了。
So I was left alone and saw this great vision, yet no strength was left in me, for my natural color turned to a deathly pallor, and I retained no strength. But I heard the sound of his words, and as soon as I heard the sound of his words, I fell into a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground.
我们圣经没有说明为什么但以理生在这个西底街大河边。
The Bible did not tell us why Daniel was next to the Tigris River.
但是神却在这个地方把这个以色列人将来的启示给这个但以理。
But at this location, God revealed the future of the Israelites to Daniel.
所以在异象里面，但以理看见一个身穿这个细麻布，腰束这个乌发金带的人。
And so, Here, Daniel saw a man dressed in linen and whose waist was girded with a belt of pure gold of Ufaz.
他的身体如水苍翼，面貌如闪电，眼目如火把，手和脚如光明的铜，说话的声音如大众的声音。
And so he had the appearance of lightning and the sound of great tumult.
在这里圣经没有说这个人说了什么的话。
Here the Bible does not tell us what the man said.
但是他的面貌还有他的声音是人没有办法抗拒的。
But his face and his voice was overwhelming.
但是跟但以理在一起的人都没有看到但以理所看到的。
Yet the people who were with Daniel did not see the same vision.
他们并且感到非常的战惊。
But they were greatly afraid.
他们逃去躲避。
They ran and hid.
那么大家都逃走了。
Everyone else had ran and hid.
留下只有但以理自己一个人。
Leaving behind Daniel by himself.
那么当时但以理感到整个身体都没有力了。
And Daniel at that time felt no strength.
听着那个人在向他说话。
And he heard the voice from the man.
但是他不能够做任何的反应。
Yet he could not respond.
那么他只能够站在那里看着这个大可畏的一个异象。
And he could only stand there and see this great vision.
那么最后他倒在地上睡着了。
And finally he fell into a deep sleep on his face.
那么到底这个人是谁呢？
So who is this man?
他是否是神所差派的一位天使来肯定但以理？
Is he angel who came to affirm Daniel?
然后神经常使用这个天使来成就他的旨意。
And God often used angels to accomplish his will.
然后这个人是否曾经来见但以理的天使加百利？
And is this man the same one who came and visited Daniel in the past, who's Gabriel?
或者他是神的儿子耶稣基督的化身？
Or is he Jesus Christ incarnate?
然后圣经学者对于这个人的看法有所不同。
And Bible scholars have different views on this.
因此不能够100%的确定。
So we cannot say it definitively.
如果我们说这个人是曾经按手在但以理身上的人，
If we say that this man is a man who once laid his hand upon Daniel,
那么这个人可能是加百利或者其他的天使。
Perhaps this man was Gabriel or another angel.
但是如果我们说这个是耶稣基督的化身，
If we say that this is Jesus, the incarnate,
如果在第十章第十三节看的话， 因为他不需要这个天使米迦勒来协助他。
But in Daniel 10, chapter, 10, verse 13, he would not have needed Michael to aid him.
所以从这点来看的话， 因为耶稣基督不需要天使来协助他。
And from this perspective, because Jesus would not need the aid of another angel, Michael.
那无论如何，大部分的圣经学者认为，那按手在但以理身上和向他说话的人，不像是但以理在衣裳里面所看见那个人。And
so no matter what, it appears the person who laid hands on Daniel and the person speaking to Daniel is not the same as the one who appeared to him.
那么在异象里面，但以理在异象里面所看见那个人，很像在启示录第一章。 所描述那位人子一样。
And the man that is described here is similar to the man who was described in Revelation chapter 1.
那么当时使徒约翰的反应跟但以理的反应一模一样。
And at that time, the response from Apostle John was the same as the response from Daniel.
因为但以理之前曾经看过耶稣基督的化身。
Because Daniel previously has seen the appearance of Jesus.
在但以理书第七章第十三节说，
In Daniel chapter 7 verse 13 it says,
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古藏在者面前。
I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him.
当时丹尼里看到主耶稣显现在他的面前。
And at that time, Daniel saw Jesus appear to him.
所以我相信这个意象里所看到那个人是人子是主耶稣基督。
So I believe that in the vision, the Son of Man was Jesus Christ.
那位向丹尼里说话的人是天使加百利。
And the man who spoke to Daniel was Gabriel.
就好像刚才我让大家看这个图片一样。
Just like this image I showed everyone.
但是为什么神的儿子在这个时候向但以理显现呢?
But why would the God's Son appear to Daniel at this point?
根据旧约圣经也包括新约圣经的记载。
According to what's recording the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在很特殊的情况，主耶稣曾经向他的仆人显现。
In very special circumstances, Jesus appeared to his servants.
目的就是要传达他的信息。
For the purpose of spreading his message.
或者是呼召他们出来成就他的旨意。
Or calling them out to accomplish his will.
那比如说，亚伯拉罕身为一位香客。
For instance, Abraham was a pilgrim.
那么主耶稣以为客旅的身份向他显现。
So Jesus appeared to him as a traveler.
那么雅各身为一个诡诈的人。
Jacob was a schemer.
然后主耶稣以为摔跤者的身份向他显现。
And so Jesus appeared to him as a wrestler.
那么在耶稣亚还没有进攻这个耶路撒冷城的之前。
And before Joshua attacked Jericho.
主耶稣以一位耶和华军队的元帅向他显现。
And Jesus appeared as a general.
还有当神还没有呼召这个以赛亚出来侍奉他的时候。
And before God called Isaiah.
主耶稣坐在宝座上以一位君王的身份向他显现。
And Jesus appeared to him as a king on the throne.
所以当但以理在巴比伦的西底街大河边和使徒这个约翰在这个巴莫海岛的时候
And just as when Daniel was next to the great river Tigris and when Apostle was in on the island of Patmos
主耶稣一位荣耀的君王和祭司向他们显现
Jesus appeared to them as a glorious king and priest
所以看到神的儿子之后,
and after seeing the Son of Man,
那么在意象里面他看到将来所要发生的事情,
in his vision he saw what was going to happen.
那么这些事情不能够明白而且不容易接受。
These things are difficult to understand and difficult to accept.
所以在年轻的时候丹尼里为巴比伦尼布加尼撒王解梦。
So when he was young, Daniel was able to interpret the dream for King of Babylon.
尼布甲尼撒王不能够明白他所梦见那个意象。
Nebuchadnezzar could not understand the vision that he saw.
但以理把这个梦讲解给王知道。
And Daniel interpreted the dream for the king.
然后现在但以理已经年纪老迈了。
And now Daniel was old.
然后但以理看到一个更加可畏的一个意象。
And Daniel saw a more difficult vision.
看到这位万王之王万主之主。
He saw the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以丹尼把他所看见的把它记载下来。
So Daniel recorded what he saw.
所以天使在丹尼里第10章第14节对丹尼里说。
So in Daniel chapter 10 verse 14, the angel says to Daniel.
现在我来要使你们 你明白本国之民日后的必遭遇的事，因为这意象关乎后来许多的日子。
Now I have come to give you an understanding of what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision pertains to days yet future.
但以理把将来要发生的事情告诉这天使把将来要发生的事情告诉但以理。
And the angel told Daniel what will happen in the future.
这个预言只是关乎以色列人。
And this prophecy was only concerning the Jews.
而没有牵涉到教会。
It does not concern the church.
神给但以理这个启示。
And God gave this revelation to Daniel.
让我们看到神在以色列人身上的救恩计划。
So that we may see the God's plan of salvation to the Israelites.
那么这些预言有些已经应验在历史里面。
And these prophecies, some has already happened in history.
那么其余的预言将会在末日的时候实现。
Others are yet to come.
啊，就如但以理书第九章二十四节、二十七节。好像上次我所说过的。
And just as in Daniel chapter 9, as I mentioned last time.
我们看到这个图片有一些事情已经应验在历史里面。
We see that some things has already occurred in the, in history.
但是也有一些事情还没有应验，是将来会应验的。
And there are things that are yet to be fulfilled in the future.
所以当我们看今天的经文的时候，
So as we look at today's passage,
那么后来我们看到后来这个异象里面的人似乎消失了。
We see that the people in the vision disappeared.
然后天使来到但以理的身上，按手在他的身上。
And the angel came and laid his hand upon Daniel.
因为但以理说他所看到这个异象。
Because Daniel saw this vision.
那么直到但以理伏倒在地上。
And he fell to the ground.
所以天使就按手在他的身上。
So the angel laid his hand upon him.
直到他能够得着力量，能够再次的站立起来。
So he may have strength and stand up again.
那么在但以理书里面啊，我们可以看到这是这个天使第三次按手在但以理的身上。
And we see that this is the third time that where the angel have laid his hand upon Daniel.
那么根据新约圣经的记载
，According to what's recorded in the New Testament，
那么天使曾经向耶稣显现了两次。
The angel appeared to Jesus twice.
啊，第一次是当耶稣基督在旷野被魔鬼试探的时候。
The first time was when Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness.
另外一次是主耶稣在克西马尼亚园祷告的时候。
And the second time was when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以天使和但以理对话的时候。
So the angel and Daniel when they were conversing.
然后这节经文里面描述到在天上有一场战争在天上。
And the passage described that there was a battle in heaven.
然后邪恶的权势与天君正在征战。
And the evil, the prince of kingdom of Persia was battling with heaven.
所以在这三个星期里面，但以理求神给他智慧，能够明白这个异象。
So for 3 weeks, Daniel asked for wisdom to understand the vision.
但是神没有立刻让他明白这个异象。
Yet God did not immediately reveal to him the meaning of the vision.
那为什么神没有立刻让但以理明白这个意象的意义呢？
Why didn't God reveal to Daniel right away the meaning of the vision?
原因是记载在第十三节。
It's recorded in verse 13.
但波斯国的君摩君拦阻我二十一日，突然有大军中的一位米迦勒来帮助我，我就停留在波斯诸王那里。
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I have been left there with the king of Persia.
一位波斯这个摩金，一位邪恶的天使来攻击那位向但以理说话那位天使。
Because the prince of kingdom of Persia was withstanding the angel who was to come to Daniel.
然后这位邪恶的天使被魔鬼委派来影响这个波斯王。
And this evil prince came and to influence the king of Persia.
然后天使长这个米迦勒被神委派来协助这个以色列人。
And God sent Michael to help the Israelites.
所以无论是邪恶说是好的天使能够影响在地上的人。
Whether we're talking about the good angels who can impact the people of this world.
很多人否认这个魔鬼或者邪灵天使的存在。
Many people deny the existence of evil spirits or angels.
然后说这些看不见的东西不是真的。
They say that what is unseen cannot be real.
但是圣经经常谈到这个魔鬼邪灵的作为。
But the Bible often talks about the workings of the evil spirits.
那么圣经从开始的时候就谈到这只蛇如何引诱亚当夏娃，使到他们犯罪。
From the beginning, the Bible talks about how the serpent deceived Eve.
那么根据约伯记的记载。
According to the book of Job.
那么神跟魔鬼撒旦签了一个合约。
And God and Satan had a contract.
让魔鬼来试探约伯。
So that Satan could tempt Job.
我们在新约圣经四福音书里面，我们看到耶稣赶鬼的事情。
And in the four Gospels, we see the events of Jesus casting out demons.
而且保罗在以弗所书第二章第二节说
And Paul in Ephesians 2:2 says
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在伯利之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
那么因此保罗在以弗所书第六章劝勉我们要穿上神全部的军装。
Therefore, Paul exhorts us to put on the full armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6.
来抵挡这些魔鬼和邪灵的攻击。
In order to withstand the attacks of Satan.
所以从但以理所看见这个异象。
So from the vision from Daniel.
那么看起来那些邪恶的灵被委派到世界上
It seems like though the evil spirits are sent to the different nations throughout the world to carry out their tasks.
那么有些圣经学者说这些灵是这个区域的那些灵。
And some scholars think that these are territorial spirits.
无论是在过去或者现代的世代。
Whether in times past or today.
我们都可以看到魔鬼撒旦他的他对世界上一些国家领袖的影响。
We see Satan's impact on an influence on world leaders.
然后在他们的背后有魔鬼在掌控。
And behind them, they're being controlled by Satan.
然后造成很多不公正，还有很邪恶不道的事情。
Causing many injustice and immoral things to happen.
所以在以弗所书保罗在六章十二节说
So in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 Paul says
因我们并不是以属血气的征战乃是以那些执政的掌权的管下这幽暗世界的以及天宫属灵的气恶魔征战
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood but against the rulers against the powers against the world forces of this darkness against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places
So we must understand.
So we must understand.
每一天我们所面对的不是以属血气的征战。
Every day what we face is not a battle against flesh.
而是以这个属灵气的恶魔征战。
Yeah, it's against the spiritual forces.
因此我们必须要每一天警醒的祷告。
So every day we must be watchful and pray.
不至于我们陷入魔鬼的陷阱里面。
So we would not fall into the traps of Satan.
所以从但以理所看到这个异象。
So from the vision from Daniel.
我们看到两件事情。
We see two things.
第一件事情也就是但以理要告诉以色列的人将来要发生的事情。
One is what Daniel tells Israelites what will happen in the future.
还有第二件事情就是告诉我们在天上这个神的军队还有这个恶魔的军队他们在对抗。
And second is that God's army and Satan's army are battling in the heavenly places.
而且这些邪恶的这个灵正在影响在地上这些领袖们。
And the evil spirits have an impact on the leaders of this world.
所以让我们明白但以理所说的。
So let us understand what Daniel speaks of.
让我们在神的面前安静来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
Book
of Daniel is full of things that God speaks to us.
对于我们来说,
Some things to us are in the past.
但是还有不少的事情是将来的事情。
There are many more things in the future.
让我们明白但以理书所说的。
Let us understand the things that is spoken of in the book of Daniel.
以致我们不成为一个无知的人,
so that we would not be foolish people.
活在这个愚昧的当中,
and living our foolishness.
亲爱的父神, 求你让我明白你的话语,
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to understand your word.
并且把它应用在我们的生活里面,
and to apply it in our lives.
让我们等待，警醒地等待耶稣的再来。
And let us await for Jesus' coming.
也让我们常常地祷告，警醒地仰望，以致我们不落在魔鬼撒旦的陷阱里面。
And help us to watch and pray so that we may not fall into the traps of Satan.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
赐给我们智慧,
Give us wisdom.
以致我们活出一个得胜的生命,
so that we may live a victorious life.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.